For more on this, let's talk to Naram Salman, Syrian political commentator, joining us from Washington. Welcome to the program, ma'am. Mr. Salman, first of all, why do you think Washington ignored the information that Tehran provided?
Well, first of all, good evening. I think Washington has a good plan in the Middle East, and they ignored not only Iran's warning, but even Russia and another report. We know that the U.S., they have their plan not even only in Syria, they have it in all the Middle East. And today we have this confusion in the U.S. Political scenario where the president wants to still a temporary action while the Congress is asking for a strategy. So the American plan is to hurt and to weaken the Syrian government and to build up an opposition. But the question is what kind of opposition they are building or they are trying to support. We all know that the Al-Qaeda, they are working and they exist in Syria. And most of the military groups, they are working now in Syria, they are from Al-Qaeda. So the U.S., unfortunately, they are not making any kind of their war against the terrorism. On the contrary, they are fighting side by side with Al-Qaeda in Syria.
Indeed. I mean, we know that the United States is making threats of physical military attack on Syria. But to what extent do you think Iran and, for that matter, Russia would become involved in the Syrian crisis physically?
Well, if we go back to the Iranian declarations, we see that Iran mentioned that any military attack against Syria will spread in all the region and it will not stay in the borders of Syria, which means that Iran will be involved in one way or another. Russia said that they will not be involved in any war against Syria, with the side by side with Syria and against any country. But Russia put all the possibilities and all the Russian expertise and everything Syrian government needs in case the attack will happen. So I think that Iran and Russia, they will not abandon Syria. Of course, they will be involved, but maybe will not be involved in the war for Syria. But they will support the Syrian government. They will support the Syrian army as they always did. And this is what we also expect as Syrian citizens.
Indeed. And will the world allow the United States to get away with another war without a UN mandate this time around?
Well, I think that in case the U.S. will make will attack Syria, we know that it will not stay in the Syria. It will be a regional war. It's not only about Iran. We are talking about Lebanon. We are talking about Israel. The Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, today declared and announced that any attack against Syria will spread and it will be a regional war. And then, and here we are talking about the possible involvement of Iran and Israel and Hezbollah and Lebanon. So USA should reconsider this military attack because some experts say that U.S. plan is to attack Syria, maybe to topple the Syrian government and then move to attack Tehran. But this is one of the options, one of the scenarios that the experts talk about. But in case this will happen, so the Syrian government, Iran government, and even Hezbollah, and maybe some Palestinian resistance groups will not permit this.
Right. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Naram Salman, Syrian political commentator from Washington. Thanks for your time there, ma'am.